说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, Ellie's. This is Chinese Pod, coming to you from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
我是 Jenny.
Now, we are asking for leave today.
My favorite thing at work.
Oh, you're giving away your secret, asking for leave. This is how you ask your boss in Chinese for leave.
Now, can we preview the word for asking for leave?
Yes.
请假。
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 Is that a third and a fourth tone?
You're correct.
Now, you are the author of this dialogue.
Yes.
Are you not? Are you making suggestions here somehow, subtly?
Not very subtly.
Openly, okay. Ah, interesting. Okay, well, let's listen to this. Now, for an Ellie, this isn't a particularly difficult lesson, and there's nothing terribly difficult in it, but the patterns are very rich and very common, and it's a good way to just, you know, practice with high-frequency sentences.
对。
So, let's listen to it three times.
对话第一遍。
老板，我想请假。
什么事？
我爸爸妈妈要来上海。
哦，什么时候？
下周三和周四。
好的，我知道了。
谢谢老板。
第二遍。
老板，我想请假。
什么事？
我爸爸妈妈要来上海。
哦，什么时候？
下周三和周四。
好的，我知道了。
谢谢老板。
第三遍。
老板，我想请假。
什么事？
我爸爸妈妈要来上海。
哦，什么时候？
下周三和周四。
好的，我知道了。
谢谢老板。
So I guess the 老板
yes.
gave the green light.
Yes, he did. There's a very interesting question there because it, you know, if you were to translate this literally in English, by no means would you necessarily understand that he had given the green light. But that's something we need to look at in a little bit more detail. So let's go through it at the translation level and then we'll break down a little bit after
好
that.
老板，我想请假。
Boss, I'd like to take some time off.
老板，我想请假。
Boss, I'd like some time off.
老板，我想请假。什么事？
Yeah, what is it?
什么事？
For what?
什么事？我爸爸妈妈要来上海。
My mom and dad are coming to Shanghai.
我爸爸妈妈要来上海。
My dad and mom are coming to Shanghai.
我爸爸妈妈要来上海。哦，什么时候？
When?
哦，什么时候？
When?
哦，什么时候？下周三和周四。
Next Wednesday and Thursday.
下周三和周四。
Next Wednesday and Thursday.
下周三和周四。好的，我知道了。
All right, I see.
好的，我知道了。
Okay, I see what you mean.
好的，我知道了。谢谢老板。
Thanks.
谢谢老板。
Thanks, boss.
谢谢老板。
If that was me, I'd be confused. But in the Chinese context, it's clear that the boss has agreed to
because
this.
He said 好的。
好的。Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll look at that in a moment. Because I, you know, in English context, I wouldn't necessarily assume that he's agreed. But let's take a look at that.
You guys are so complicated.
We're literal. Yeah, yes, yes, I know. You see, that's the magic of Chinese. It's so poetic. It can mean a lot of different things. And to our sort of Western thinking, we're always looking for the exact meaning of things, you see. And that's, well...
That's good.
Okay. Now, the first sentence, again, simple pattern. How did the question come? How did she ask him that?
老板,我想请假。
Now, nothing terribly challenging there except the word...
请假
请假、
嗯、
Now, third tone, fourth tone.
对
请假、
嗯、
Now, tell us a little bit. What does this mean and what does it not mean might be even more to the point.
假 means holiday.
Yes, time off.、
嗯、
yeah.
And 请、could mean
a request.
Ask for something、
yes.
or even begging for something.
Ah, so it's 请 as in please, right?
对
请假 So I'm here to request time off.、
嗯、
yeah.
But I think 请假 mostly indicates it's something urgent、
uh-huh.
or you're off to take care of personal affairs.
Yeah.
And if you want to say you're taking annual leave, maybe、
yeah.
you use the word 休假、休假
休假 yeah.、
Mm.
So indicates that something has arisen and there's a reason why I want to 请假
Yes.
I want to take time off.、
Mm.
Now, as a boss, you would understand that to mean not part of my annual leave.、it's something has come up and I need extra time off.、
Mm.
Okay.
Probably.
There you go.Now, I think the question he asked is interesting because, you know, he could say, 为什么? Which would be very direct.、but he says,
什么事?什么事?
Now, he's a nice guy. 什么事、
yeah.
is softer, right? It means what? It means, okay,、
yes.
what's up? What's the context?
Not too nosy or
Not too,
too
nosy.
Upfront.
Yeah, yeah. Now, as I said, 为什么 would be much more direct.
Like you're questioning, almost、accusing the person for taking time off.
Yeah, yeah,、mm. yeah. Now, and mom and dad. But in Chinese, you tend to say dad and mom, right? You say
爸爸妈妈爸爸妈妈
Now, let's just one little point here about the tones on 爸爸妈妈 Baba's fourth tone, right?
Fourth and neutral.
Yeah, and mom is?
妈妈 first and neutral.
Okay, so、mm. let's put them together and we have
爸爸妈妈爸爸妈妈
All right, just a tonal thing there.、
Mm.
And he's like, okay, oh, mom and dad are coming. What a nice boss.
对、
yeah. Oh, mom and dad, okay.、什么时候 When?
什么时候
什么时候
对
All right. And she says,
下周三和周四
All right. Now, 下 as in next.
对
All right. So Wednesday and Thursday, there's different ways you can say this in Chinese,、
嗯、
but here we're saying,
周三周四周三周四
Now, 周 first tone,、
嗯、
meaning
week.
Week.
对
All right.
But 周三 means Wednesday, not week three.
Yes, 周三 it means Wednesday, that's correct. And 周四 meaning
Thursday.
Thursday.、
Mm.
So it could be slightly confusing. 周三 doesn't mean the third week, it means Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay. So let's hear that sentence. How did she say that?
下周三和周四
Good. 和周四 So next Wednesday and Thursday. Now this man, talk about agreeable or what? He just says, okay.
好的好的我知道了
好的我知道了、
嗯、But I find in Chinese culture, if you're going away because your parents are coming, it's,、
yeah.
When it's family related affairs,
it's okay.
Yeah.Everything is okay. Family first.
So what you want is a big family who keep visiting you from afar. That'd 、
yes.
be really nice. That'd work out well. Now, but this is really interesting because literally translated, he says, 好, that would, I would translate as okay, fine.、
Mm-hmm.
我知道了,
我知道了
Meaning I know.、
But it doesn't mean...I grant you the leave.
In English, I would not consider this means I agree to allow you to take the time off. In Chinese?
Implies yes.
It implies yes.
Yeah, because you said 好的, which is agreeing.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. So, I mean, if the boss say, okay, I see, that would mean I understand what you said, not necessarily I agree with. But、
yeah.
that's the subtlety of Chinese for you.
对。
And she confirms it in her own way by saying
谢谢老板
谢谢老板
对谢谢老板
Which means、
嗯、
she is confirming that he has agreed、
嗯、
And it's all very contextual
对 And also in the dialogue I heard the、sound of paper、
yeah.
rustling So he's signing the form
He's signing the form、
嗯、
What a boss He just sits there with those forms on his desk Ready to sign for whoever wants to 请假 That's the kind of place I want to work
You're the boss.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Okay.
That's the kind of boss I would like to
That's have. Not the kind of place I want to work. Yeah. Anyway, so that was it. It was useful. Now, as I said, nothing terribly challenging here, but some real serious patterns here. So go explore the patterns and practice them, of course. But why don't we listen to that three more times?
How?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Dui Hua. 第一遍.
老板，我想请假。什么事？ 我爸爸妈妈要来上海。哦，什么时候？ 下周三和周四。好的。
我知道了。谢谢老板。第二遍。老板，我想请假。什么事？我爸爸妈妈要来上海。哦，什么时候？下周三和周四。好的。
我知道了。谢谢老板。第三遍。老板，我想请假。什么事？我爸爸妈妈要来上海。哦，什么时候？下周三和周四。好的。
我知道了。谢谢老板。Ken,
yeah. I think we're quite lucky in China. We have so many public holidays.
There are so many public holidays, more than anywhere else that I know of. Why is that?
Because we work so hard and we need time off.
Really?
It's kind of true. Yeah. A lot of my friends from Australia, they get 20 days annual leave after two or three years in the company. But in China, it's 10, right?
Wow.
Annual leave.
Yeah.
And working hours tend to be slightly longer too.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is it's nice when you get those days off.
It's also a macroeconomic measure to drive domestic demand.
Really?
Consumption, yes.
Wow. That's a very clever insight. No, that's true. And the government actually says that. They don't want people to spend, not just work hard and save.
I'm so broken now after a holiday.
Oh, dear. Well, that's not an excuse to 请假, I can assure you. Anyway, so
we'll be back tomorrow.
Will you? Are you sure? You won't 请假 tomorrow?
I won't.
Okay, good. All right, then we will see you tomorrow with another lesson. But in the meantime, it's time to say
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 1030. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/1030 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/1030.